Hey, good morning. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, reading from verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning one day. Then let's turn to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1, starting from verse 14, it says, "In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, and he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Amen. I've been doing a series at church. You guys are familiar about, you know, what it's like or what God does in the desert, and you know what happens when there's silence from the Lord, you know. And so, in reflection of that, this week I'm going to be sharing about, you know, what do we do during those times, and so just want to reflect on that a little bit. You know, one of the things that I think we often lose sight of many times, you know, and it's been said that, you know, Christians, it's not that they're insincere. You know, I think the biggest problem that we run into is that we're very forgetful. You know, we forget a lot of things, you know, in what God has done for us. And we forget many times that when we look at our world and all the things that are going on, you know, and we basically look at our lives simply, you know, we forget that God created everything. You know, that he is totally, absolutely in charge. You know, no matter what's going on in our life, you know, no matter what desert experience we're going through, you know, whatever the case may be, we forget sometimes that God is the author of life. You know, that he created all these things. You know, in Genesis chapter 1, there's a commentary that I read, you know, a while back, and you know, it starts off, it says, "In the beginning," and it should just stop at God. "In the beginning, God, period. And then created the heavens and the earth." You know, we make him out to be the creator, which he is, but he is so much more than that, right? He was there in the beginning. In fact, you know, we don't even know what beginning was, in essence, because there's a lot more going on here than it says in Genesis 1:1. You know, but God is totally in charge. You know, and the Colossians passage, you know, it's basically the whole creation narrative again, but pointing out to, you know, the significance of Jesus Christ and his role in creation as well. And he was there, and in fact, he says in Colossians, he says, "All things, or for by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created by him and for him, and is before all things, and in him all things hold together." And so you think about, you know, if there's, you know, probably, you know, listed in verse 16 is under the heading of everything that you're going through in your life right now. There's a root cause there. It's either, you know, it's on heaven or earth, it's visible or it's invisible, it's thrones, dominions, rulers, authorities, you know, whatever it may be, whatever situation that we're going through in our life right now, you know, specifically speaking of negative situation, it comes under one of those headings, you know, and Paul reminds us that all these things have been created for him, you know, that whatever situation is going on, whatever is happening in our life, right, that the Lord, he has a way out in some way, right? They're created, you know, by him and for him. There's glory that's going to be given his son through whatever situation's going on. You know, and so don't ever lose sight of that, right? That it's, you know, that God is supremely in charge. I think a lot of times we get very anxious, you know, and that anxiety a lot of times comes from, you know, for many of us, the fact that either one, we have no power at all, you know, to relay the outcome, or the other side is we have too much power to relay the outcome. You know, and so we vacillate between one or the other. You may be in a situation where, like, you can make the decision or it's really on you, and that creates an incredible sense of anxiety. Or the other way is you feel totally powerless, you know, that it's not up to you, that it's up to somebody else or something else, or an approval needs to come, or an application or a promotion or whatever, and it's totally not in your hands, and you feel so paralyzed by that, and we feel very anxious. You know, isn't it great to know, right, that one, yes, God is in charge, right? So it's not just some boss or some person. It's actually God, our benevolent, loving God is in charge of whatever's going on. You know, and the other side is that he always has our best interests at heart at the same time. You know, and so we're in this partnership with the Lord. You know, and you know, I don't know about you guys, but whenever I encounter times of anxiety or, you know, I feel, you know, paralyzed, you know, that, you know, I can't do anything, or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, I always get the sense, you know, that still small voice, you know, in my heart that just says, hey, just relax. I'm in control. You know, I got this, right? And the Lord always leads me back to other times when he's, you know, literally, you know, done things, you know, on my behalf. Right, you know, I mean, you know, you guys know we're about to have our third kid fairly soon, and you know, we actually made I can't really bet with my kids, you know, but we had a little fun wager, and we all set what date the baby's gonna come, right? And so I predicted December 6th, which is a few days earlier, you know, than the due date, you know, and then Elise and Emma they picked some crazy numbers, you know, like 2014 or something, you know. They don't quite understand what I was trying to get at, you know, during our dinner time, you know, but, you know, and then, you know, I can get very anxious. Wow, you know, three kids, this is crazy. You know, I could barely handle two kids, and now we're going to have another one. And, you know, and then you start thinking about, oh, you know, space and Hong Kong, and, you know, we just moved, right? I don't move again, you know, and these things. And then I'm already thinking about, you know, well, what if we have a fourth kid, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's not, there's nothing even in the horizon, but I'm worrying about all these things, you know, and like, you know, will I have enough time to do this? And, you know, and I've got church, and, you know, there's a lot of other things I want to do, and, you know, and you start, you know, you can very easily start worrying about these things. And then, I mean, that's not even getting into the financial matters, right? Like, wow, three kids in school, and, you know, and so on and so forth, and, you know, and then I think further on, wow, you know, three boyfriends, and then three weddings, and, you know, and it's just like, what the heck is this, right? You know, but in the midst of all that, right, you know, you can get very, you know, stressed out, and then it's that still small voice of the Lord says, hey, I got this, you know, and it takes me back, hey, do you remember when you were stressing out about Elise? It's fantastic. You know, do you remember when you were stressing out about Emma? It's fantastic. You know, actually, Lisa had parent-teacher conferences this week. You know, and you guys know, I mean, I make it pretty public, and I know Emma doesn't listen to my morning prayers, so it's okay. But, you know, I pray every morning for Emma. Simply, you know, my number one prayer is that she just be nice. Right, just Lord, just make her nice, you know. I mean, she's got a little bit of an attitude, right? We've been around her. Did you know Emma is the most popular kid in her class, according to her teacher? That just blew me away, you know. I'm like, really? You know, and I was praying, just saying, Lord, just give her some friends, you know. Help her not to beat them up, you know, or to, you know, do one of those, you know, get away from me, you know, kind of things. And she's the most popular kid in her class. You know, they had this activity where, you know, they had everyone's picture. She had a bunch of pictures of all the students, and each of the kids came, and they had to put in their box, like, who their best friend was, you know. And so they put these, they ran out of Emma's pictures. You know, and the kids actually started drawing her face, you know, on their own. And she has like 6-7 best friends. And I'm like, really, God? You know, and it's not attributed to my prayer. I mean, I think some of it is the prayers, but God's got it. You know, he's totally in control. You know, and what a lot of times, you know, in my life, and hopefully in your life too, is he always takes me a step back and he says, hey, remember? You know, remember when you were anxious or you were scared about this or that? And do you remember when I took care of you? You know, do you remember when, you know, when you were worried about this matter and I totally, you know, came through for you in this? Do you remember, Sam? You know, and I find myself going back to those memories, you know. And by the way, the Christian term for those memories is called a testimony, right? You know, I mean, that's what we call it. You know, and it's where God comes through for us, you know. There was a test, right? And he comes through for us, and then we have a testimony. I mean, there's, you know, there's something about that, you know. And whatever is going on in our life, whatever that we're dealing or struggling with, you know, remember, he is the creator of the universe. You know, think about it in this way. God is so powerful that he speaks a word and it happens, right? You know, he just looked down and says, oh, it's, you know, light, boom, and light happens. You know, that's what we call in the Greek, that's what we call the word rhema, right? Rhema is the spoken word of God. You know, and the power of rhema is that when God speaks it, you know, attached to the word is the ability to perform it. You know, and so like in Luke chapter 2, I think it's chapter 2, chapter 1, you know, when Mary is confronted by this angel and basically saying that, you know, you're going to bear a child and all these things, and Mary's freaking out, like, how can this be? You know, and the angel says, for nothing is impossible with God. Right? The word actually, the translation, most of our Bibles actually is not very good. What it should say is no spoken word of God shall be without ability. The word is rhema, right? You know, and so no spoken word of God should be, when the rhema of God comes, right? What it says is not only is the word expressed, but the power to perform the word is attached to that word. That's rhema, right? That's what the Bible's saying. And so God, right, he's got this power that when he says something to us, right, the power to perform that word is attached with it. Now, which should really give us a clue to the promises of God in our life, right? You know, which means that when God speaks something over our life, or there's a promise or a prophecy or something, attached to the word is the power to perform it. In other words, everything you need to succeed is already within you, right? When God relays that message, when he relays the word, it's already there. Now, the other issue that we're dealing with is the issue of timing, okay? You know, which is an important one, and primarily that is the one that we're dealing with, you know? But what does the enemy have us do? He doesn't have us deal with the issue of timing. He has us reflect on the word itself. You know, like, oh, God didn't say it, or, you know, something's wrong with me, or, you know, and we go through all these things, but that's not the point. The point, right, is actually the issue is timing, not necessarily the word, right? No spoken word of God should be without ability. When God says it, the ability to perform that word is attached to it. You know, so if God calls you out and says, hey, you know, I'm gonna send you, you know, to the nations, you know, all right, done deal. Because the ability to go to the nations to affect change in those nations is attached to that call and that word that comes forth with it. That's what God does. We've heard the phrase before, right? God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. That's basically the same thing that we're talking about, right? You know, when he says it, when he calls us, the power to equip, you know, for that calling is attached to it in the same way, right? And so whatever we're going through, whatever is going on, he's the God that can speak life through one word. You know, it's, you know, look at Jesus in the New Testament that speaks to a storm, right? Three words. And the storm literally dies in an instant. Peace, be still. And it happens just like that. You know, and I feel like this morning for us and for our church, that people are listening, you know, that you need to hear God say those words to you today. Peace, be still. Let's pray this morning. Let's go before the Lord and just have a time of remembrance. Do you remember when Jesus came to his church? In the time of communion, he said, "Remember me." Like I said, I think the issue for a lot of us Christians is not insincerity, it's actually forgetfulness. We forget a lot of times what God has done for us. We forget even more than that of who He is. And so this morning, let's remember Him. Especially as Jisun leads us in a song.
Joy at the work of your hands.
Let's pray this morning. Let's pray that we would not be forgetful. Let's reflect on just the goodness of God. And, you know, and if you are, you know, having difficulty right now of really grasping that, start going backwards in your life. And remember other moments where you were anxious or tired or, you know, depressed or, and remember what God did for you. And now take that and bring it forward into your life right now. And so God, just say, Lord, if you were faithful with me then, you'll be faithful with me now. Because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's just go before the Lord and just remember His goodness over our life. With that in mind also, let's pray for our friends and pray for our community and people around us that are going through difficult times. Remember, Jesus says, in this world, you will have tribulation, but fear not, I've overcome the world. Let's pray that, you know, in the tribulation, in the difficulty, you know, we call out our church members, our friends, maybe our family members going through different things, be it illnesses or joblessness or, you know, emotional problems or whatever it may be, you know, that no matter what's going on, that people will remember that Jesus is with them and that He has overcome whatever they're going through. And let's just intercede on behalf of our community and our friends. Let's cover this weekend before the Lord and all the stuff that's going on in the life of our church. Let's pray tonight for our discipleship classes, for experiencing God and growing in Christ. Let's pray for McCain Road House Church as well as they meet tonight. Let's pray for God's favor in our meetings. Let's pray for Saturday, for the IP team and during their prayer time, that God would really download His word and His life to them. Let's pray for our youth group in the evening. Let's pray for Pastor Nate and the teachers, and that the kids would really come to the saving knowledge of Christ Jesus in their life. Let's lift up our Sunday services before the Lord, our 10 and 2, and pray for Noah's Ark for the kids and Let's just really ask the Lord for just His hand to be upon us, and just that real grace would come. And especially Sunday, you know, is Halloween, right? It's the most demonic day in the calendar, right? And so let's have our guard up as a church, right? It's, you know, the day was created to promote witchcraft. You know, I mean, that's basically what it is. There's really no redeeming quality or value that we can get from this holiday. And so it's just the, you know, what they call the Day of the Dead. And so let's just pray and be vigilant, you know, that, you know, even though our Sunday falls on, you know, a day such as this, and let's pray for God's presence to come and just the Spirit of Jesus to manifest in through our lives. And so just cover, you know, this whole weekend before the Lord. And also for Monday, the prayer for Cascade, and just that grace would come over them as they lead people in healing and wholeness. So let's just cover this weekend. In our mission focus, also pray. Let's pray for the Indonesian ministry. Let's pray for Febe, and for the Korean church. You know, let's ask God to have their hand upon these churches, and just the Spirit of Jesus would just blow His wind, and a real a grace would come over each of the congregations that meet in this building. Let's just cover them. Lord, we just thank You, God, for this time that You give us to pray, Lord, to seek Your face, Lord, to come to remember. God, every time we go into the Scriptures, God, it's a time to remember. Lord, every time we go into prayer, God, into fellowship, Lord, it's a time to remember, God, Your goodness and Your grace to us, God. Lord, You are the God that created the universe. Lord, that the chairs that we're sitting in, Father God, the air that we're breathing, Lord, the clothes that we're wearing, God, Lord, You had a part in it all. And so we come to remember that, Father, and relieve ourselves of anxiety, God, and troubles, Lord, just from dwelling on, God, things that we cannot see. And so, Lord, we pray for a real grace, God, in our life, to be overcomers, Father. We thank You so much, God. Draw us to You, Father, Lord. Just continue to speak to us throughout this weekend as we gather together as the gathered community, as the ecclesia, Father God, here in Hong Kong. Lord, come and meet with us, Lord, in a powerful way. We thank You so much, God. We bless You, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you guys this weekend at church.